Yes, as the person that owns the Trigger, I don't maintain it. The services maintain it. It's designed by Admiral Jim Searing and the Missile Defense Agency, but I own the Trigger on this, and I have high confidence that it'll work against North Korea. It was designed to defend against nations that might not be deterred other ways, and that would clearly be North Korea in that regard. We're very concerned about the mobile nature of the KN-08, that we lose our ability to get the indications that something might occur, and then, of course, the unpredictable nature of the regime that's there. So first off, we need to improve our sensors, our discrimination sensors, so that we have high confidence and be able to detect the objects that are in space. The next piece is that we need to improve the lethality of the kill vehicles, and then the next one is to take care and upgrade and maintain that which we have to be as best as we possibly can. And those have to be done concurrently. They're not sequentially. They all have to be put in place. And the next step that he needs to go after is, when it comes to ballistic missile defense, we're on the wrong side of the cost curve. We're shooting down not very expensive rockets with very expensive rockets. And we need to look at the entire kill chain of the and try and through kinetic or non-kinetic means and through deterrence, keep them on the rail. We need to be able to start knocking them down in the boost phase and then just after that and not just rely on the mid-course phase where we are today. And that's why it's the importance that the effects of sequestration will be pretty hard on Missile Defense Agency. You know, when it comes to sequestration, the services, it delays new capability. And the other place, and it really impacts the services, is it comes out of readiness. It's the only place that you can generate the money. Well, Missile Defense Agency doesn't have a readiness account large enough to cover the sequestration cuts, and so it will delay those technologies, those key technologies, and the improvements in the long-range discrimination radar and the advanced kill vehicle. It will delay those, and it's going to prevent us from outpacing the threat.